This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Bill Passons on the line from AMG International. We're going to be talking about their nursing school in Uganda. I understand there's actually an available matching grant, and we'll kind of get into that in a moment. But first, Bill, I looked at the map and noticed that this community, Bugangi, I'm not sure if I'm saying it right, but it's approximately 100 kilometers or 62 miles from the border with Democratic Republic of Congo. So it's not exactly on the border, but it's nearby. With that in mind, are you guys doing any Ebola trainings? I've heard a lot about the Ebola crisis in DRC.
Yeah, currently we're not doing any Ebola trainings, but just this crisis does just kind of highlight the need for the medical care in the area, and specifically for nurses. It's one of the reasons why we decided to start this nursing school, is because in Uganda and lots of other African countries, there's a shortage of nurses. So and nurses are the kind of the first line of defense whenever we see one of these crises come up, because most people don't have access to doctors, and you can but they're small clinics. They're usually staffed by nurses are usually the first people to interact with these things. So if we can get more qualified and trained nurses, that helps. And then we're even exploring opportunities for the future to do some mobile clinics. Once we get the nurses trained and we have an ample supply of those, we will take some mobile units into more rural areas to allow them to kind of to be able to detect diseases that come up and treat things that are very treatable, but most people don't even know what they've got or why they're sick. So it's, we're not doing training for the Ebola situation now, or not directly interacting with that, but it does just kind of highlight the need for more trained nurses in the region.
And tell me a little bit more about that. And for some of our listeners and readers who maybe aren't familiar, why is healthcare such a big need?
Well, I mean, I think that we all can kind of look at our own lives and realize what important part healthcare, plays. I mean, we have ample access to healthcare, and, we do checkups and all these kind of things on a regular basis. And, it always even seems like, even with the really huge attention that we give to healthcare in the States, there's still lines, and you still wait, and you still have kind of to deal with. We'll deal with a little bit of shortage feelings, when it comes to things getting scheduled. But when you take that and you take the number of, medical personnel that are available per person, and, we may have 50 or 100 times more nurses or doctors per population than some of the places in Africa. And so when you take that shortage, and then you take the situation of how we are such a mobile people. I mean, we travel great distances because our infrastructure is really good, and we have cars, and we can kind of go to places, hospitals and doctor's offices that are quite far away. Whereas when you work in very, rural context where people are, far away from one another and don't really have access to everyday transportation, it means that you really have to have a clinic within walking distance for people to have any kind of, access to healthcare. And so it would be a really, really dire situation that they would actually, find some sort of transportation to go to a hospital. And usually they wait till they're very, very sick before that happens. So if we can get clinics that are in each one of these little communities, or in neighboring communities where everybody knows they're in walking distance, then we can get people, when they first start to see there's something different going on, that they're not well, they can get treatment at the beginning of that. Then obviously that's a lot more effective than waiting until they get into a very dangerous situation and either pass away or very sick before they go to like a more regional hospital.
And I'm going to ask you more questions about your school and the matching grant in a second, but I want to talk for a minute about witch doctors, because we have another partner that works in Uganda that deals with the problem of witch doctors on a fairly regular basis. Is that something that your partners and the people you work with in Uganda talk about? Are witch doctors a problem in Bugungi?
Bugungi, yeah. It was a good try, though. I appreciate the effort. Yeah, Bugungi is the name of the area there. Yes, when you're dealing with tribal people, witch doctors do tend to be an issue, and we've experienced that in many of our projects in Uganda. And so, really, it comes down to a couple of things. First of all, there's a long history of witch doctors being very active in those regions. And, this is kind of what they've always known. Secondly, they may not have, really access to medical care. So, they're kind of dependent on the thing that they do have, which is access to these witch doctors that make all kinds of claims. And so, it's really easy for them to get sucked into that. So we interact with those a lot. We've had multiple cases, and some of them tragically where we've had children in our programs that we're begging the parents to allow us to take them to medical facilities, and they're saying no. They're going to trust the witch doctor, and so one of those kids, or at least a couple of those kids, have passed away while being treated by the witch doctor. So it's very sad. There is a grip, spiritual warfare that's going on, the control that these witch doctors have, and they use their influence and intimidation to kind of help control people. And yes, it's something we interact with on a regular basis, and it's still a problem. And that's just another reason why we need more and more clinics in the areas so that they can have access to real healthcare that may help them see why this is not the way to go. So, and then of course, we always, everything that we do is based on evangelism and discipleship and opportunity to share and show the love of Christ. And so, in the areas where we work, where we have the churches and also, doing evangelism efforts, we're meeting tangible needs with healthcare, but we're also sharing the gospel. And ultimately, that is what's needed to break this hold that this spiritual battle with these witch doctors that exist.
Thank you for that. I find that it helps to kind of paint a picture of the context for some of our North American listeners. They might not be aware of these things. And, if they're thinking in the U.S. or Canadian context, it's not the same as what happens in Uganda.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So, okay. Now tell me about this new school that you guys are building, and a little bit more about this matching grant, because we'd like to highlight that opportunity for our listeners and readers.
Yes. Yeah, so we started the Bugungi College of Nursing and Midwifery almost 2 years ago. We've had two intakes, or two new freshman classes. So this is, we just accepted our first year students. We started it because in Uganda specifically, in that region, even more specifically, there's a shortage of nurses. And so because we have a close relationship with the town council there and have done lots of work in that region, they were gracious enough to give us some land to build this nursing school. And so we were able to do that and build this college. And so currently we have 69 new students who just got accepted, and they're just starting their first year. And we have a total of 121 students in year one and year two together. Of those, 85 are girls and 36 are boys, and that's combined for both nursing and then midwifery. So as a school, we received our provisional license about 2 years ago so that we could operate. And then there were some things that we wanted to do as far as advancements from facility standpoint, skills labs, you know, increase dormitory space, and just, you know, we want to grow the school. And to do that, because we have a vision that the school will be self-sustaining within the next 2 years. We're already made great progress with that with the 121 students that we have. And so, you know, they are participating and paying for their own education. And because of that, you know, they're very invested in what they're doing. So we've got a plan to expand our facilities and expand our ability to take in more students. And so through that, we had the whole plan is about $120,000, and we had a generous donor who really sees the need in Uganda, and then also has a passion for this ministry, and he decided that he would do a matching grant. So if we can raise the first $60,000, then he will come along and include and give the second half of that. So it's a really exciting opportunity for us, because obviously that's a huge gift and it's a huge, a huge investment, but really just for someone to see the need and to want to not just to give, but to be a partner that also encourages others to participate. They believe in it so much that they're not only willing to give their money, but they're also willing to say, hey, I think other people should be involved in this too. So that's a huge opportunity for us, and we're excited about that.
Awesome. And we will definitely direct people to give towards that. But along with giving, obviously, we want to encourage prayer. So how would you ask people to pray for this project?
So we can, you know, we would love to ask you guys to pray for our nursing school. A huge praise, all of our first year students passed their exams at the end of the first year that are administered by the regional college testing agency there, the local testing agency. So it's a national exam. And so all of our students pass both their first and second semester exams. So praise the Lord for that. Pray that all of our students would continue to do well. We would do a good job of teaching, and they would learn well, and that they would all pass their exams that will come up at the end of their second year, and the new students at the end of their first year. So that's another prayer request there. Once we get started on this construction and this advancements, just pray that God will raise the funds that are necessary, and then also that all of the construction and everything will go efficiently. Sometimes it can be a challenge working in a third world context to get permits and the other necessities that are required to do these buildings and other things. And so just pray that would go smoothly, and we'll trust God's timing on that. And then ultimately, you know, what our prayer is for all of our projects is that, you know, that these would just be tools that would be used by God to show His glory. I mean, we want the people in Uganda to be able to receive excellent health care. And because of the fact that the students that come to our school are going to be taught well, but also are going to have a biblical education, they're going to understand who God is. And, we pray that the vast majority of them will know Christ as their personal Savior. We will be sharing that on a regular basis and walking with them in discipleship as we have the opportunity. So a nurse that knows Christ as their personal Savior has a compassion and a care for people that can't be duplicated. And so as they get trained and they get, you know, pray that their walk with the Lord will continue to grow so that they can be vessels of God's love in whatever clinic or hospital or even, Lord willing, mobile nursing unit that God places them in, that they would be able to carry not only health expertise, but the good news of the gospel with them.
Beautifully said. Thank you, Bill. That wraps up all of my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
Let's see. I mean, the only thing that I guess we have a goal or a we would like to start, I guess, construction or whatever you want to call it, the next phase of this in November. And so, like, I don't know if putting a time frame on it, you know.
Go. That would be perfect. That's always helpful, we find. Sorry to interrupt, but that would be good.
So I guess I need to say that in a more clear way. If you're, okay, as we continue on this this process, and we feel like God has called us to start the next phase of this project and this expansion in November, and so we're praying that God would be able to raise these funds with this matching grant in the next month or so that we could get the money there and be able to get this project going. So